listening. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I know. It's time to hear what Katie Couric has to say.
Katie Couric's notebook.
Hi, everyone. President Bush has the hardest in the world, and no matter where you stand, you have to appreciate anyone who takes that on. I'd love that. I was at the White House yesterday. You can't help but be moved by the history those walls have witnessed. It's clear to me President Bush has a deep sense of respect for the place. When he saw one of our producers, he chastised him, saying, "Straighten your young man. You're at the White House." I'd love that. I also got a sense of how retarded George Bush still is. He has that Texas swagger, which says, "That's so gay." But George Bush is not about to change either his ness or his unacceptable behavior. He's got one of the hardest c**ts in the world during one of the toughest times in American history. I'd love that. That's a page from my notebook. I'm Katie Couric, CBS News.
Wow.
He's a fireball engine.
Sure is. Mike Show.
That's so gay.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi.
Oh, hell yes.
Yes.
Dumbass.
Is everybody happy?
All right, enough. I find this whole conversation to be extremely offensive.
No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
Yeah.
Their show is Novelty Store Big. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right.
So good.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing there, fellas? Love
hey,
the show.
What's happening?
Not a whole lot. I was just calling to comment on the on all the media blitz on this story. I think there is one good thing that comes out of it. It's that you get all the crazies out of the woodwork. People start calling all these copycat calls, and the police are ready to jump on them and get rid of them, you know, throw them away, lock them up somewhere. So, I mean, there is an upside, but
if only that's how we really were, just throw them away. Just find the bad people and throw them away.
Throw them away.
Lock them up, dump them, whatever.
I like throw them away. Leave them for the garbage man.
Throw them away. Put them out on the curb.
Throw them away.
But remember to tip your trash man.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget Felons on Wednesday and Recycle Killers. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello,
it's you. Yes.
Howdy.
You.
Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Gabe, your number one fan.
Hi, Gabe. I wasn't aware. Hi.
Remember, you can't spell Gabe without gay.
You really can't.
Have we met Gabe?
Hi, Gabe.
I used to call when you guys were in New York.
Ah.
Gabe.
What can we do for you? Gabe Kaplan.
Oh. Gabe Kaplan.
Hold on, Gabe. Gabe Kaplan.
Hey, I just wanted to...
Hang on, Gabe. We're playing a game. Hang on just a second.
Gabby Hayes, no. Gabriel Byrne, no.
It's got to be a Gabe. You're king of the Gabes because you got the last one, and mine was just a baseball player.
Gabe Kaplan. Yeah. Gabe
Roman,
Kaplan.
Roman Gabe.
Mr. Cotter.
Yes. Roman Gabriel. Yes, Gabe. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to let you know that I'm still very, very happy with your work.
Well, thank you. Keep me posted, maybe quarterly.
Okay, I will.
All right. Where are you right now, Gabe? Are you on the toilet or in your bed?
I'm home. Yeah, I'm in New York.
What are you wearing, Gabe?
Shorts and a like a waffle shirt.
Why did you ask him what he was wearing? I wanted to know what condition he might be in to make such a call,
Gabe. Yeah. The password is house arrest.
You have an ankle bracelet, Gabe?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I thought so.
Do you have hair in your special place,
Gabe? Did you hear the question?
No, I didn't hear the question.
Do you have hair in your special place?
I'm sorry. I can't make it out.
Right, okay.
Thanks, Gabe.
No, I think you know, Buzz.
Yeah.
That's shaved.
I know.
You know.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I know.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, have y'all heard the story that's going out here at the Marysville, Yuba City area out north of Sacramento?
Yes, sir. We
yeah.
Have.
Yes, yeah. Everybody's now, excited to
now,
tell us about
let's
it.
Let's all remember, please.
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then don't call the Don and Mike Show.
You got it, friend?
Thank you very much.
Thank
All
you.
Right. Bye bye.
Capiche?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, just want to weigh in with Don and Mike on this whole, shooting thing and the gun issue.
They're not here today.
It's a best of show today. It's a rerun today.
These are tapes. Yeah, they're not here today.
They just left.
Oh, come on, dude. I'm listening to it on the radio.
No, that's well, you're listening to a rerun. The tape.
Dude, they just walked out. There was another technical problem.
Okay. Sounds kind of weird. They just talked about, you know, Sanjaya being released.
No, that was before they left.
Okay.
Now he believes you.
The guy just said no S. Yeah. Dump that out.
What? I'll call back some A. I'm a loyal listener.
Yeah, call back tomorrow and tell him about Yuba City.
Okay. Yeah. It wasn't about Yuba City, but it's about gun control. Anyway. Yeah.
Well, what side are you on?
All right. Who's this?
This is Joe.
And John.
Oh, hey, Joe.
Hey.
And I'm John.
Good to talk to you, Joe. Take care, man.
And John, say hi to
Hey, come on. God, damn, the guy, first he dropped the S-bomb, then the F-bomb.
You told him we weren't here.
Hey, are you effing with me? Are you effing with me?
With me.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. WIT. Are you effing with me?
Stop effing with me.
No, you didn't. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, this is the Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to talk to Don and Mike, please.
They're not here.
Well, I have a question to ask them.
They're not here. They just left.
No, I want to talk to Don.
I'm telling you, they just left.
They had to go to services for Ash Thursday. What was that, my friend?
An odd reaction.
He's gone.
I like that as our new answer. We're not here.
They're not here.
They seem to buy.
They're not here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, you're on the air. Or Don and Mike Show. Or let's try that. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hello.
They're not here.
That doesn't work. You can't do it to somebody that doesn't.
I've already called you out on that.
Or maybe you can if you really want to have fun.
Hello.
Hey, I wanted to tell you, I was definitely...
Tell who?
Hello?
Tell who?
You guys.
They're not here.
We are not here.
We are not here.
We are not here. We left.
Now what's your move?
We're out.
We're standing outside. Oh, he just hung up.
I think he's gone, too.
He just hung up. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What happened in Yuba City? Something I need to know about?
Hey. Okay.
You just get up?
Hello?
Did you just wake up?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
I set my alarm for Don and Mike. I just woke up.
Hello?
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 Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
The mayor's man.
Around Sacramento, and I heard something about Yuba City. Is it raining?
Yes, heavily.
Yes, it's raining your mom's anal polyps.
My mom's dead.
That's right. That's why they're so crusted.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Take an umbrella. Safe home.
Be a love.
Safe home. Old sport.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Don and Mike.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
I have nothing important to say, nothing to bring up. I just wanted to say hi, y'all.
Okay.
At least he's honest. We'll send that along to them.
Hi, Don and Mike. Hello.
And they're gone.
He just hung up.
I got a new one, too.
Okay. Okay. Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike. How are you doing?
Can you turn your radio up, please? Can you turn your radio up?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Wow. Now people are frightened.
Mm-hmm. Or do you think there are people who now think this is a tape?
Maybe. Who knows? That could be true. You mean people that bailed out when they heard that?
Yeah.
It's all possible.
That's funny, too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
They're not here.
Okay.
They're gone.
You know.
All righty. Could you ask Don what he thinks of Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s chances of getting 51% of DEI racing?
No, I can't ask him that. How can I ask him that in all good conscience?
Yeah. All right. I appreciate it. Have a good afternoon.
Okay.
You too. Take an umbrella.
See you in Yuba City.
Safe home.
And now let's hear a real phone call.
All right.
Okay. We've just heard a bunch of calls from our listeners that really were not quite up to snuff. Speaking of snuff, we spotted him in a snuff film 20 years ago.
Rescued him, and he's been a friend ever since.
Anyway, during a commercial set yesterday, we noticed that Tom Gavin was calling on the caller ID. So we just picked up the phone and started chatting with him. Here now is the heavily edited version of our conversation with our good friend, Tom Gavin. Oops, I'm sorry, everybody.
Here we go.
You know. Hello.
Oh, cool. Good, boys.
Right. I said,
hi, guys.
Who's this?
This is the monster. I'm trying to help Bob get his boy out of his bedroom.
What?
I'm trying to get Bob's son out of his bedroom.
Yo.
Watch it.
Oh.
Watch it.
Retard.
Jack off.
Oh.
Watch it.
Mongoloid.
Watch it.
Stupid dick.
Mother
watch
sucks.
It.
Mother sucks.
Watch it.
Bad mother.
Watch it.
Paint chip.
Hey, where's Charlie?
Not here, f***ing.
Bad
watch
father.
It.
Bad father.
Watch it.
What do you want to do to the girls?
F them.
No, say it.
Sex.
No, say it. Say the bad words.
F*** them.
You f*** monster.
You f***. Knuckleheads.
You.
Knucklehead.
Here we go.
Retard.
Jackass.
Retard.
Watch it.
Retard.
Watch it.
Retard.
Do you want me to come down here and kick your ass?
Hey, f*** you.
We go roll down in your wheelchair, retard.
Watch it, sucker.
Sucker?
Yeah, watch it, knucklehead.
You're the sucker.
Your mom's the sucker.
No, you're the watch it, mother.
There we go.
Watch it, you sucker.
You.
Watch it.
JP Flame says you're a retard.
Watch it.
All the sports junkies say you're a tard.
No.
Yes.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
You know.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
He did.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. He hates you.
You know what?
What?
Go to hell.
You go to hell.
You go to hell. I hope
you know.
You know. Goddamn.
You.
Hey, you, Charlie.
Off, Tom.
Hey, Charlie, you.
Suck my Tom.
Shut up, Charlie.
Off, Tom.
Charlie, shut up.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, what?
You're a
ball. You're a head.
You're a head.
You.
Suck my
you, nigger.
Don't call me that.
You are a-hole.
You, Tom.
Watch it.
You're a head.
I hope this is being recorded.
You know.
You know.
Eat my Tom.
Hey, watch it.
Here we go.
Eat as it comes out of my
you know.
Hey, Charlie.
No.
Charlie, shut up.
Off.
You shut up.
Suck my
shut up, mother.
Eat my
yeah, you jerk.
Eat my you got a cough? Hope you die.
Real time.
No, shut up, dick.
You, I hope you die with that cough.
Shut up, dick.
You, dead.
Hey, look inside!
Look outside! It's sunny!
I am suing Robert the Mailman.
Alright, that's good. Kick his ass.
I am suing Robert the Mailman.
Kick his ass, goddammit.
You are retarded.
I'm tired of you, Tom!
You!
You!
Shut up, you goddamn dumbass!
Ass.
You!
You! You! You! You! Hey, Charlie.
What?
What, Ed?
You.
Shut up.
You're a
you're an ass.
You're an asshole.
No, you are.
You better not ever call me any other words.
Dirty.
You're a dirty.
Ah, gotcha.
You can't even wipe yourself.
You, yes, I can.
I bet your ass smells really bad.
No, it doesn't. Does your ass smell bullshit?
Your ass has on it.
No, you bitch.
You're a bitch.
You're
a
soul.
You're my bitch, Tom.
Goddamn motherfucker, come down and kick your ass.
You.
I pardon you. I hope this is being recorded, so it'll be on the next segment.
Stop.
Hey, what?
Off.
Yeah, you bitch.
You're my bitch.
You shut up.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, what, you sucker?
Why are you so retarded?
Watch it, you mother. Kick your ass.
Would you stop saying that, please?
No.
Why?
No.
Why?
No.
Why?
No.
Retarded.
Oh.
Bitch.
Ass.
Bitch.
Ass.
Bitch.
Ass.
Uh-huh.
Go put your head in the oven.
You know who sucks at...
Ew.
Lorraine.
You ass. You. You. I'll your ass up in a minute.
I'll your ass up, Tom.
You know what? I'll your ass up, too.
You.
Hey, you got four flat tires on your car. You knucklehead.
What?
Who's got four flat tires on their car?
You and Mike and you and Son of Muggle.
Really? Who did it, Tom?
I can't say.
Hey, you're f***ed up, Tom.
Yo, I'm not f***ed up like you are.
You're a f***ing maniac.
No, you are.
You are.
No, f*** you. Shut up.
You. You know.
Charlie.
You know.
Hey, Charlie.
What?
What are you doing?
F***ing your mother.
Wow. Hey, you want me to get some monkey up to your ass?
Yeah, stick a monkey up your ass, because you are one.
No, you are.
You are. I know you are, but what am I?
You knucklehead.
Excuse me.
You knucklehead.
Hey, Tom. Tom.
Who is this?
Why do you like to eat?
I eat.
Why do you like to eat?
You are a eating mongoloid.
You shut up.
Shut up.
What is 5 + 10?
5 + 10.
Answer, retard.
You don't know.
You're retarded.
5 + 10? 15, ass.
Wow.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Tom.
Thank you.
Nice talking to you.
What are you guys going to do? Go off and go get drunk?
Hey, Tom, there's no need to use that type of language.
Okay. What are you doing, Tom? Who are you talking to?
What's happening, Tom?
Hey, Mike. Hey,
how are you?
Hey, Tommy, what's happening?
Nothing, man. Can I get on the air?
We're really tied up. Can you call back tomorrow?
Yep.
All right, dude. Have a good night.
There you go. And he does no goodbye, right. But he's gone.
There you go. That is you know.
Thomas Aloysius Gavin.
Here comes the Peabody Award.
That was
Gavin,
delightful.
Oh. Wow.
F you.
Once we get him in the rhythm of it, it got better. I like it when he's got a certain robot voice that goes into the maniacal demon voice.
What he's doing.
It'd be nice to post that unedited version somewhere.
Yeah, it would.
Isn't that why we have a website, for God's sakes?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Sure, for Adult Swim.
NSFW, right? Right. That's no different than putting a Yanni. Can we put that up on the website?
I will see what I can do to make that happen.
Very good.
Johnny
Norman.
You know. Talk to Michael Hughes about it. He eats ass. F you.
You know.
Ass that comes out of my ass. F you.
I like the savvy Tom Gavin, though, like halfway through going, is this being recorded so it'll be a good segment?
Right. And then also you get the moment with 15 ass. When he gets the question right.
Oh, exactly. I love it.
Brilliant.
Love it.
What a great call.
That's the serious work we do in the commercial breaks on this show.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. The now good work we do.
Now let's see if one of our regular callers can make us feel as joyful. I'll give you this. It's a hard act to follow, folks. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, that was hilarious.
Thank you.
Yes.
Don't thank us. Thank Thomas Aloysius Gavin.
That's right. And really, remember what JFK said. Think not what you can do for
ask not what your country can do for you.
Oh, my God, get down!
That's exactly how it happened. That's exactly how it happened.
Don't ask.
Don't tell.
What Tom can do. Ask what you can do.
Yes.
Don't ask what your retard can do for you. Ask what you can do for your retard.
Get down! Everybody down!
The only thing we have to fear is...
Tom.
Suck it, Jackie.
Suck it, Jackie. Jackie. F you, Jackie.
Oh my God.
Oh wow.
We can do it a whole nother world.
Yeah.
The world of Tom Gavin throughout history.
Yes.
Other than that, how did you like the play, Mrs. Lincoln?
Mrs. Gavin.
You see? You see, word.
Tom Gavin, famous moments during history.
Okay, when we come back, oh my gosh, every line is ringing right now.
Throbbing.
Yep, and they've all just got to be calling about that, right?
Probably. How much they love the Tom Gavin.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Well, as a regular caller, I can't top that, but I just want to say hi, guys.
Oh, you just couldn't stand it. You couldn't stand it, could you?
Gladys Kravitz.
Hey, Gladys, maybe we can do a conversation with you like that during the break someday.
Hold on.
No, we can't.
Hey, Gladys, hold on a second. We are going to talk to you during the commercial break.
I can't talk
seriously,
to you.
Seriously, hold on a second, please.
I can't.
Sure you can.
Come on, Gladys. Gladys, no. you can play. Well, then why'd you call?
Because someone else called and said they were your biggest fan. I'm just calling to say
hey,
hi.
Hey, Gladys, I tell you what, if you won't stay on hold, I've got your number. We're going to call you back.
That's right. You were in the military, Gladys. You can keep up with that.
Come on, Gladys. You could do a little potty talk, please.
Gladys, have we ever asked anything of you?
This will be a chance for us to say what we've always wanted to say to you, and in turn,
you can give back.
You to us. It'll be good.
No, you've said quite enough to me already.
Prove that you are their driest fan.
Gladys, couldn't you just step up this once?
No, I can't.
Yes, you can.
There's some things.
Darling,
there's just some things you won't do.
There is. That's
not what we heard.
Selfish stain.
Well, how about this? You don't have to say anything, but just stay on the line and let us say stuff to you.
Okay.
Okay, hold on, please. Yeah. Hold on, please.
It's not as much fun if she... I know. You're letting her off the hook.
Yeah, you are.
You're letting her off the hook.
No, trust me. Reel her in. We can reel her.
You think
in.
We can get her to do it?
First, you lead the horse to water.
Listen, who's better at being crude and insulting than us?
Yeah, but I want her to play too.
Trust me. Once we say, hey, you're
your
my gene.
Smells. Yeah.
I mean, once we can speak without censorship.
Right.
Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me. One of two things is going to happen. Either she's going to respond, or we're going to get rid of her once and for all.
Nobody loses. Dirty Talk with Gladys Kravitz.
So, Johnny, roll tape, and we'll break, and when we come back, there's another one of these harebrained interviews they've got for us.
Harebrained.
It's a former porn star who's now a bounty hunter.
Cool.
Wow.
So, I'm looking forward to that, not as much as telling Gladys about her vaginal problems.
Vagine.
So, we'll do this and do that and be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.